Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. Day after Easter Sunday. You know what never gets old is watching kids do an Easter egg hunt.
It really doesn't.
Dude. And it's just out. It's so funny because, like, if you want to see the competitive nature of kids, man, throw an Easter egg hunt.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy.
Yes.
Like, crazy, crazy.
You almost need a no-touch rule or something. Not that they're going to listen. But, I mean, they were elbowing each other, pushing each other out of the way.
Oh, man. And then the blame game sets in, right? It's like, so-and-so tried to trip me. And it's like, they didn't trip you, but they tried to. And I'm like, okay, well, this is just, oh, man. My yesterday morning started with so many just, like, crashes. And just booms. And it was like the old school Batman. Boom, bang, kabow.
Except it was your children.
Right. Oh, it was great. And then, you know how you can never, man, parents, you know this. I don't care if you hide 10 Easter eggs or 93 Easter eggs or 56 Easter eggs. You're always coming up one short. It's like we spent an hour yesterday trying to find these two eggs. Come to find out, we counted wrong. And we didn't put out as many as we thought we did. I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
That was like, it's like literally 30 minutes, like, walking around. I'm looking for the eggs I hid yesterday, and I never found them because I never put them out.
Well, you are not alone because we were over at Brian's cousin's house, and there were they had counted the eggs as well. So they told the kids afterwards, oh, there's still, you know, 4 or 5 eggs left. I'm not sure that they ever found those last ones. But it was fun. Brian enjoyed going and hiding them, which was a first for us.
Oh,
we had never gone and hide the Easter egg.
And you can overthink that, by the way. You can just be like, God, did I make it too easy? Did I make it too hard? Did I not find enough? Did I not have enough? You don't know what's going on. But I will tell you, next year, I have thought about this. I'm going to, if let's say I think we hit 48 eggs. Next year, I'm just going to tell them I hit 148. Because they'll go all day to try to find the rest of them.
Oh, yeah. They don't want to stop.
Yeah. They'll be like, Daddy, we counted them. We got 48. I'm like, cool. Only 100 more to go. They'll spend all day doing it. They'll spend all day doing it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Do you guys do the thing where you have the one? This was the first I'd ever heard of it. The one egg
that
has the money and it's like gold or it's just special or whatever. Do you guys do that?
Yeah. Some parents call it the golden egg. Some parents call it the money egg. And
the bunny egg.
No,
okay.
Money.
Oh, money egg.
Money
okay,
egg.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we do that. So you put like some money in it and then there's some. Like, you can put coins in it or special candy in it, but it's the golden egg. Like, that's what you want.
Yeah, because at Target, I hadn't seen it when I was at Target, and I was picking up some eggs to fill with stuff for the kids, and I saw there was a shelf of these golden eggs, and some moms were grabbing them, and I was like, what's the golden egg? Okay. It's the coveted egg.
Target stole my idea. That's what that
oh,
is.
That was your idea?
Yeah, damn
okay.
Target.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Did you eat anything bad yesterday?
Like, did I eat anything bad?
Well, you know, it's like there's all these chocolate eggs and Reese's peanut butter eggs. Jelly beans are everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, those sour candies. I love those things. I don't know. Whatever was there that the kids had, I munched on.
Sounds like you're trying not to think about what you ate yesterday.
Well, yeah, because they all just walk up to you.
You seem very annoyed at the question. You're like, oh, forget. I don't want to think about what I ate yesterday.
When a kid walks up to you and does the sharing thing, like, here. And they, like, slobber and put one in their mouth. And then they have the other one. It's like, here you go. And they hand it to you. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You got to take it.
I thought yesterday I may be the first person in America to die of a deviled egg overdose. I had so many. Deviled eggs. I was like, and then you're eating it, and I'm like, how much is too many? And then you cross the threshold, and you're like, it doesn't matter at this point. I am full on deviled eggs. I didn't even eat a full dinner last night. I had so many eggs at like noon. I was like, forget it.
I know. That's the thing is I feel like we were snacking all day long. It did not stop.
No.
Like, it came time to eat dinner, and Brian's like, what are we having for dinner? I was like, are you seriously thinking about dinner? I feel like I haven't stopped eating.
No, I went to bed last night, and I was like, God, it feels like Thanksgiving.
It
I'm just
does.
Stuffed. Well, so we got to jump back on the health train and get healthy today. I was reading this late last night. This company is going to market breast milk. Not real breast milk. They're going to make their own, but they're going to use the same.
How do you make your own breast milk?
Well, it's a chemical company, so they're going to like repurpose the hormone and make breast milk. But then they're going to make it into like these little shots. But this is for adults. This is for adults. So
shots of breast milk.
Right. And so it has good gut bacteria. You know, that's why breast milk's so good for the babies, because it's got all this good stuff in it. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I would have gotten up this morning and had a shot of breast milk after the unhealthiness yesterday. Like that would have, or maybe I would have put some in my coffee.
How does, I don't know how breast milk tastes, but I mean, I wouldn't be able to just wake up in the morning and take something that's not
yummy. It's pretty good.
It's good?
I think it's pretty good. I've had that. Hey, Kevin's had some too. We've all had some. Don't
Kevin,
lie, Kevin.
You have?
I mean, you have to.
You have to. You have to. I was waiting for Kevin to be like, I have it. And I'm like, liar. You're a liar. You have to.
Okay, so everyone's tried it. It's not that bad, right?
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It was surprisingly sweet. I got to tell you. It had like a sweet.
Oh, I was expecting sour. Not going to lie.
No. No.
Just like, because I was picturing like warm milk, you know?
No, it's not like that.
Okay.
It just, yeah, it's different. It's hard to explain. But I would put if it was healthy, it had like these super health benefits, I would probably have, like, it'd be weird to be at Starbucks, like, hey, can I get a coffee and,
Yeah, can I get a double tall mocha with a shot of breast milk? Actually, you know what? I feel a sickness coming on. Make that a double shot of breast milk.
Yeah, and then when they write your name on the thing, like, it'll be Melanie Breast Milk. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that could be
your ad. 2+ shots breast milk.
All right, so when you OD on the sweets and stuff the next day, but they do say the health benefits are crazy of this, so I'm excited to try this.
Synthetic breast milk.
Fake breast milk. You got fake news, and I got fake breast milk, man.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Deep Fried Nashville is next. 99.5 QYK. It will be all things Thomas Rhett.
Ooh, love this.
Melanie just woke up. She's like, what? Thomas Rhett?
Well,
yeah.
You know, I love him, his family.
All right, you're in. It's next. Deep Fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Man, looks like Thomas Rhett and his family had a lot of fun yesterday on Easter. They went fishing.
Oh, it was so cute.
They went fishing and nice work, Thomas.
Brought in
a big wide mouth bass. Looks like they were at a lake doing some freshwater fishing. The kids were, well, they didn't know what to think of the fish in this picture I see on Instagram. But still a beautiful day. And nothing like going fishing with your family on Easter Sunday. That was good.
I thought it was so funny how the kids were kind of running away from the fish. He was like, they didn't know what it was. They love it, and they're running away.
Also, a couple days before, Thomas Rhett introduced new music on his social media. Remember you when you were young. Here it is. Could this make your wedding song?
Is
there a chance?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Adding to playlist now.
You and your fiance.
Yeah.
You guys have been together so long, this kind of, because it's all about being together with,
yes,
remember when they were young?
Yeah, we've been together a long time.
Thanks, Mark. When you met, you know?
We're still young.
Well, you were younger though when you met. You were younger.
Yes. It's a relatable song for sure.
All right, so there's Thomas Rhett. Wide mouth fish and new music. Good job, Thomas.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. Oh, man, I hate starting the week like this, but gosh, got to do it. The survey is out. They do this every year. These are the worst jobs in America. Yeesh, there's 10 of them.
Well, look at it glass half full, is that if you don't one of these jobs,
okay, all right,
it could be worse.
Well, and like I said, I started the segment, I hate doing this because for us, this does not bode well. But you're right. For the audience listening, this could be great for you. Here we go with number one on the list, taxi driver, worst job in America.
Oh, that's got to be a brutal job.
Well, and I just feel like because of Uber and Lyft, it's almost like, wow, like people don't even want to get into a taxi anymore. For whatever reason, it just, if you don't see that Uber or Lyft logo, you just don't do it.
Yeah.
A logger is number two.
A logger.
Yeah, like, you know, you chop
cheese. That's a job I just don't even really think about all that often. But yeah, okay, I could imagine that would be difficult.
Although logger would have some good health benefits, because you're up in like the mountains, like nice clean air, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're working out. All right, newspaper reporter, number three.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, who's reading the paper anymore?
Oh my gosh, well, that's brutal.
I'll be honest with you. So we get some newspapers in our neighborhood. Every time they come by and throw the papers out, all of my neighbors come out, they pick up the paper and put it right in their trash bin. They don't even read it.
Yeah, I was going to say that's brutal because, what, next week I'm graduating from University of South Florida and it's mass communications and journalism.
Oh, boy.
Is the degree.
Well, just write a blog or something. It'll be fine.
Yeah, just don't write for the paper.
Blogs. A retail salesperson is number four. That's always been a tough job.
Yeah, retail sales is hard. Jeez, I mean, I've worked that before. Oof.
Number five, this is terrible. Enlisted military personnel. Fifth worst job in America. They're talking about, they say the money does not equal to the stress. It's very high stress, not a lot of money.
Got it.
Corrections officers at number six. I think that's always been a tough job. Number seven's a DJ. DJs come in at number seven. Number eight is a broadcaster.
What? We're like a mixture of both of those.
Right. Yeah, these are the 10 worst jobs in America.
How does your job make the list twice?
That's so bad. It's so bad. They were like, we got to ding them twice, back to back.
And just in case we didn't cover all of the DJs, let's also put in broadcaster underneath.
Advertising salesperson comes in at number nine, worst job in America.
It's like our whole business.
I know.
You got the broadcasting people on one side of the radio station.
Yeah.
On the other side, you have the advertising salespeople. Ninth worst job in America. Number 10, and finally, is a painter. A painter.
Oh, man.
It's terrible, because a painting was going to be my next option. I was going to be like, well, I'll just get into painting. No, worst one. 10th worst one. All right, those are the 10 worst jobs in America. Like Melanie said, though, this is good. If you're not on this list, be happy.
Yeah.
But think about us. Maybe say a little prayer for us.
We're on it twice.
99.5 QIK. Two times.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Got Miranda Lambert tickets coming up at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Yes.
Mark and Melanie.
Orlando.
Yeah, man. And this is crazy because she's bringing Maren Morris, Pistolanis, and Tennille Towns. This will be a big show. November. So we're way ahead of the game on this. A couple weeks before Thanksgiving with Miranda Lambert in Orlando. So 7:40, going to win that here on 99.5 QIK. We'll be playing the world famous name game.
Do, 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 do.
All right, get ready to win. 7:40. It's on the way with Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, so this is crazy. And I know everybody, you know, who clowns on social media and says, oh, it's the downfall of society, whatever. There's some really good parts of it. And I think, and there's a lot of ways it can help keep our kids safe. And I'll give you an example. So, you know, my kids, I go to school in Pinellas County, and I guess there was this guy that was seen in the school district that they go in Seminole. Okay.
Okay.
And people were taking pictures of this guy, and they were like, he's not supposed to be around the schools. He's done some bad things. And they were putting it all over these community pages, community Facebook pages.
Right.
Okay. This was like Wednesday and Thursday. They had a picture of the guy at the school, okay? And people were like, oh, my God, that guy's not supposed to be around the school. He's done bad. He's not supposed to be around kids and everything like that. Then somebody writes, oh, no, that's my neighbor's grandfather. You guys have mistaken this guy for another guy.
No.
So everybody's like, oh, feeling all bad. And then another post just came out like a couple of hours ago, because my wife's on all these pages, and they're like, no, you guys got it wrong. This guy isn't supposed to be around the schools. And last night, he was back hanging around the schools again. So now my wife's like, I don't want to take the kids to school this morning because it's going all around the Facebook pages that this guy's been hanging around the schools. But nobody can figure out if he's really this girl's dad who got mistaken.
Yeah, but what if it is the girl's dad and he is the creeper? You know, what if they're the same person?
No, they're not, because
Feinhorn is what is that thing from Ace Ventura?
Einhorn is there Finkel and Finkel
there,
is Einhorn.
Exactly. Thank you.
I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen Ace Ventura Pet Detective?
No.
It involves football. You should love it.
Oh, my God.
Although it is the Dolphins.
I'll watch it tonight if it involves football. But so nobody can figure out, and everyone, like, I'm actually following this live right now on the Facebook page, and people are like, well, what do we do? And I'm like, well, I don't know. Call the police. Like, I mean, just, you got to figure this out. So nobody knows if this is like a misunderstanding because it's the girl's dad or grandfather, or if this actually is somebody else who's bad and should be around kids, has been hanging out around this school the last few days. I'm so confused. And then there's like pictures of the guy on his bike. Then there's mug shots and this. And my wife's like, I don't want to take the kids to school. And I'm like, oh, my God. Well, you got to take the kids to school because hopefully everyone's talking about it. Everybody knows about it.
Yeah, I would go. I would march right into the front office and say.
No.
Why? Why? I would ask them, hey, do you know this guy? Is he supposed to be on the school premises or no? Is this really this creepy guy that everybody says he is?
Well, you're right. It's probably the responsible thing to do. It's just, this is where it gets crazy with social media. Someone's like, I think that's my neighbor's grandfather and it's all good. He's just taking her to school. But then someone's like, oh no, that's somebody else. They do look alike, but he shouldn't be around the schools. My wife's like, well, what do I do? I don't know. Now I'm on the Facebook pages and I'm looking at mugshots and I'm looking at this other like cell phone photography of this guy's like, no, I saw him. He's at the school. I'm like, oh my
God. You're comparing them side by side.
I know. I feel like I'm on live PD. I'm trying to like solve the case here. It's just crazy.
Well, I definitely think that you bring the kids to school and then I would alert the front and just let them know, hey, whether it is or isn't this creepy guy, I want you guys to be aware of it and make sure that you are really paying attention to who is coming in and dropping kids off, picking them up, et cetera.
I feel, what if this guy's not the guy people are scared about and it really is this other girl's grandfather? I'm like, I feel terrible for this guy.
They really do resemble
each other. It's like long, scraggly hair, but then someone's like, no, it's the other guy. And then he's riding a bike around and he's not supposed to be around the school. What do we do? I'm like, oh my God, I'm having social media overload here looking at all these pictures. But I think you got to pay attention because we have the information, right?
Yeah.
You got to figure it out.
Yep.
God, the more I talk about it, the more I get a little worried about it now.
Well, I mean, there's nothing else you can do.
Maybe I need to leave right now and go to the school.
You're just looking for a way to leave.
No, I got to figure this out. And I got to watch Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yes, that's number one.
A lot of things to get done. All right, Miranda Lambert tickets 12 minutes away. 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, let's do it. Miranda Lambert tickets, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Miranda coming to Orlando in November. This is going to be a great show. Maren Morris coming with her.
Yeah, the girls are taking over.
Taking over. Callers 9 and 10, you're playing Mark and Melanie's world-famous name game.
Do-do-do-do.
Call us now, 800-992-1099. Win those Miranda Lambert tickets. Anita and Guy are contestants this morning for the name game for these Miranda Lambert tickets. Anita, you were the ninth caller. We are going to start with you first. What's going on, Anita?
Not much. Just going home from work.
Going home from work?
Oh, man. She works that night shift, baby.
And you get a free concert from Melanie this morning.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Didn't know you were getting that.
Here we go with the name game. Anita, we are going to give you a topic, and you're going to have to name something in that topic. You'll have 5 seconds to do it. Then, Guy, you'll have 5 seconds to respond with another name. Then you guys will go back and forth until somebody runs out of names for that category. Anita, here we go for Miranda Lambert tickets. It is Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
Name things that have to do with nature. Go.
Plants.
Flowers.
Roses.
Tree.
Well, 5 seconds has expired, Anita.
Oh.
Guy, congratulations. You got those Miranda Lambert tickets.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Man, we're playing Kenny Chesney. I just thought of this. 99.5 QIK. It has been 366 days since Kenny opened up his tour right here, Raymond James Stadium, 366 days ago.
That was already a year ago?
A year and a day.
How do you remember that?
Because it was April 21st. I know. I remember
it. I remember it because it was just a crazy show. It was awesome. No, it was absolutely awesome.
It was.
So it's been, if you were there, it was Kenny, it was Thomas Rhett, open for him. Old Dominion was there.
It was great.
Whew. So 366 days ago, I woke up with an amazing hangover.
But who's counting?
That was awesome. It was Trip Around the World, right? Trip Around the Sun.
Trip Around the Sun.
Trip around the world.
Same thing.
Yeah, sort of. All right, so that was 366 days ago. Congratulations, Kenny Chesney. Whew, I'm happy we're all still alive. That was a crazy show. A little bit longer than 366 days ago, but do you remember the Motorola Razr flip phone?
Yeah, of course. I had one, a pink one.
Dude, that was like a piece of nostalgia, like a piece of pop culture that'll never go away.
Oh, my gosh.
The Razr phones.
So much fun flipping it open and closed. And it was so thin. Remember the big selling point was you could fit it in your pocket?
All right. Well, who says you can't go back in time, Melanie? If you want to get one again, you can. They are coming back. The Motorola Razr is making a comeback, and it's going to have touchscreen technology, which, of course, the original one did not.
No.
And they're supposed to be out in February, so less than a year away.
I like the idea of the flip phone, and I like how small they were, but, I mean, I don't know. I like my iPhone.
No, I know, but if you can go back and, like, just that feeling you have with the Razr, I remember being out, and people would, like, if you were one of the first to have the Razr, everybody would stare at you.
Mm-hmm.
It was like everybody would stare at you. It was like the first person to get that new car in high school, and you were driving into school, and like everybody would stop and look at that person. That's what the Razr was like.
I remember I wanted one so bad. I definitely did not get it when all the cool kids got it. But eventually when I did get it, I was just so excited. And then I remembered the first time I dropped it. And it was devastating. You know when you get like that first phone?
Devastating.
And then you drop it, you're like, ah.
All right, well, get ready. February, start saving your money. But like I said, touchscreen technology, so it'll be up with the times and ready to go. I think I'm going to get one. I'm not getting a pink one like you have, but I think I'm going to get one.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that charcoal silver, man.
Oh, there you go.
Man, straight cool. It's QYK and Eric Church.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
It is Mutt Monday, 99.5 QYK.
Making Mondays great again with Pet Pal Animal Shelter and our friends from Tito's Handmade Vodka. Man, we're on a roll. We're getting dogs adopted left and right.
Yes, you guys.
Such a
so good.
It's like, you know, Mondays are tough, right? Everybody agrees Mondays are tough. But then we start off with a cute puppy that needs to get a home forever.
Yes.
It makes you just feel like your blood just gets moving.
And then I follow along to see if the dog gets adopted. And when the dog gets adopted, it just makes my entire week. So
you come
in on Monday, it starts the week off right. And then when somebody adopts the dog, it just it's full circle.
I have that same feeling.
Today we have Kona in the studio. Beautiful, beautiful dog.
Yes, she is.
How old is she?
We think about 3. She was returned. She got as a puppy and was returned.
Melanie
says they overfed her.
Melanie says she was overfed and has a big butt now.
Yeah, well, she's a little portly.
Well, no, I wouldn't
portly.
Say little. Big booty Judy.
Big booty Judy. Maybe that should be.
She needs some walks.
That should be her name.
And she loves walks. She loves to go. She's well behaved on them.
Oh my gosh, she's so great.
She keeps coming over and putting her head on my leg. She's so sweet. So she's already been around people. Like they said, she was a puppy. They had her, and now they turned her back in because they were moving.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Go over to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. We'll do a quick video with Big Booty Judy, who needs a home, a forever home.
Kona. Sorry, Kona.
No, I think she likes Big Booty Judy. Everybody laughs. She's excited. All right, so go over to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page, and the likes and shares mean a lot. They help get these stories out, and it makes a huge difference. She's such a sweet dog. So
she is, and thank you guys, too.
We hope to see her in a home sooner than later. All right.
Yeah.
Quick break. We'll see you on the Facebook page. We're going to pour a Tito's here in the studio.
Yeah,
and then we'll... Maybe Big Booty Judy will have one with us, too. We'll see you on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Try to get Kona a home.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5
QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, listen, there's nothing like a good cry on a Monday morning, right? We can all agree with that. A good cry?
Yeah.
If this doesn't make your heart actually tear up.
This is a feel-good cry, though. This isn't a cry like, oh, it's no, Monday, it's a, I'm it's going
a,
to work.
It's a great cry.
No, yeah, this is a feel-good
well, that cry
story.
Is, that happens all the time on a Monday, but this little girl was in a foster home, and the parents were working really, really hard to make this permanent, get her adopted. This is them breaking the news to her that it is happening.
The court for the adoption.
Really?
Yeah.
You're lying.
Today's your day. It's in a few hours, so we're going to go pick up Grandma Frank and go to the house, and you guys are going to get dressed, and we're going to get ready, do your hair, and then we're going to go to the courthouse, and then we're going to go to Peter Piper and celebrate.
Yes!
There's going to be a whole bunch of people
She's
at the courthouse.
Crying.
Okay?
She's bawling, and she's doing like the laugh and cry thing.
She's so happy.
You can see the video. It's on our blog at 995qik.com. So I'm sure it was a big party at Peter Piper. And
yeah.
What a great story and great work from the foster parents who I read a little bit about the story, and they just worked really hard to get this done. So.
Oh, my gosh. And the face of the girl in the courtroom, she looked like she was going to jump out of her seat. She was so excited.
Well, you heard her tell the mom, you're lying. Like, she didn't believe this day would ever come.
Nope.
And it did. So, great story on a Monday.
Love that.
99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QYK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Yep. Just like in Tennessee, where a man came home.
Okay.
Noticed that his front screen had been knocked out and the window was open. He goes, huh, that's weird. I didn't leave it like that.
No.
Walks in and finds an empty bottle of whiskey on his coffee table. Next to that, a man he doesn't know sleeping naked.
Oh, my gosh. What would you do?
Probably what this guy did. He called 911 immediately. The police showed up and asked the guy who he was, what he was doing. The man began to unintelligibly scream at the police. He refused to get dressed. He was arrested, making handcuffs the only thing he was wearing on his way out to the police cars.
I bet the police just hate that. The naked people, you know?
It's the naked people's got to be annoying, right? It's true.
Like, at least if you're drunk, have clothes on.
Yeah, and I checked the weather. It's been chilly in Tennessee lately. That's got to not feel good.
No.
Naked.
No one wants to see that.
Canada, well north of Florida and Tennessee, a guy had an elaborate plan to steal a fire truck. He goes hiking on a cliff. He calls 911 and says, I'm stuck on a cliff. I can't get down. I may fall. Of course. EMS jump into action.
Of course.
The fire trucks race to the scene. This man gets off of the cliff on his own, jumps into the fire truck, and begins to steal it. He doesn't know how to drive
Why?
A fire truck.
Why?
He is quickly apprehended. Yeah, why? I mean, why? What? Why?
You know, you could just go to the fire station and ask them to sit in the truck. They'll let you.
They will. And then they'll even give you, if you want, a free little plastic fire hat if you want it.
Like, what happened when you went and asked?
No, I take the kids they do that. Yes, I got one too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.